We're here with James Green. Is it Jim?
Yes.
Jim Green, who is the VP, Head of Global Financial Services for Cisco. Jim, how are you?
Nick, how are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm good. Thank you. Listen, we wanted to talk to you and ask you a couple of questions. First of all, you know, what are the trends that you're seeing out there in the show and otherwise in financial? And what should these financial institution executives really be concerned with in the coming year?
Good questions. Really, three key trends. Trend number one is the obvious, that we're in this ditch created by the toxicity of balance sheets, by a whole host of other issues that you and others have written about. So issue number one certainly is how the banks can stabilize. Trend number two is what we believe is nothing short of the profound transformation of retail financial services. Specifically, when you follow the numbers, there's been a precipitous decline in fee income, margin, and other measures of the industry that really suggests the industry has become commoditized.
Right.
It's a short shelf life of differentiation for these asset products and liability products. So trend number two is all around how to be relevant to an ever-changing and profoundly changing set of expectations of the consumer. Hmm. Trend number three is how technology, and specifically collaboration technologies, is changing how people live, work, and play, and what that really brings to bear in terms of opportunity and challenge for financial institutions.
Well, that's very interesting, and I know that we just chatted about some of the telepresence products that you do have. What overall is Cisco doing to sort of approach and help financial institutions with these concerns?
I believe at the top of the list, what our clients expect from us is how to ensure that their current and target customers are what we call self-enabled. Because 26 to 30% of the loans in America in 2006 had nothing to do with the financial institution. It had everything to do with social networks, blogs, wikis, collaboration between and amongst current and target customers.
Right.
So clients are coming to us and asking, how can I unleash the assets of my company on demand in the context that the client wants in any point of interaction, web, video, mobile device, IVR, VRU. Mm-hmm. So we, when you look at us following the money, our capital investment, firms we buy, R&D that we spend on, is principally around the whole notion of the intelligent network and collaboration tools and technologies, because it's really the collaboration between and among customers, employees, and others that becomes the basis of relevance on commerce that consumers are expecting.
Yeah. You know, obviously, we're seeing a lot of financial institutions interested in cost-cutting, especially in the coming year. Are you seeing an increase in your business, especially around telepresence, because they're looking to cut down travel costs, et cetera?
Absolutely. The range, even pre-crisis, but now that we're in the crisis, the range on committed reductions in costs from public institutions goes from 5% to 25%. So there's not a client that we work with that does not have at the top of their list revenue and cost productivity. Where they are translating that to what they spend on Cisco is principally around collaboration tools like telepresence, mm-hmm. like video expert on demand, like presence on the network to identify the right expert. Because as a practical matter, there are a number of clients that have committed to the street a boosting in revenue, a reduction in OPEX. How do you do that? Well, there's a number of clients that, for example, have their commercial loan officers operating at 40% customer-facing time. So how do you move that from 40% to 80%? Well, in large part, ensuring that they're connected at the right time with the right expert to present to the right client.
Right, right. No, that makes sense. Listen, in looking at the following year, 2009, or the upcoming year, it looks to be a very turbulent year for a lot of financial institutions dealing with things like cost cutting. What advice generally do you have for them going into the year?
Well, there's three specific areas of advice. First and foremost, follow the money. Mm-hmm. In other words, the peanut butter approach of trying to incrementally take a little bit of cost out of all areas is insignificant and does not drive margin improvement or EBITDA. 20% of the business processes of most banks drive 80% of their OPEX. Focus on those 20%. Number two is be relevant to the customer. The fastest way for cost to be reduced in big banks is to boost revenue productivity. So as you increase solicitation rate, as you increase cross-sell rate, 100 basis point improvement on cross-sell is worth about 300 basis points drop on OPEX, so revenue productivity by focusing on the customer.
Right.
And then number three is simplifying the whole of the architecture, application, middleware, and network, because application maintenance is about 75% of their spend on technology to keep, so to speak, keep the lights on, in large part because of the complexity. So moving to a services environment, to a SOA environment, to a simplified application and network infrastructure will drive considerable cost productivity.
Makes good sense. Jim, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate your time.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.